A Jewish Journal article. GOP rep deletes tweet comparing COVID vaccine passports to Holocaust. Representative Thomas Massey, RKY, deleted an August 25 tweet comparing COVID-19 vaccine passports to the Holocaust. The tweet contained an image of an arm with a number on it, referencing how the Nazis gave Jewish prisoners in death camps numbers as their identity, with a caption that read, "If you had to carry a card on you to gain access to a restaurant, venue or an event in your own country, that's no longer a free country." The tweet sparked outrage on Twitter. Members of Congress who continue to exploit the systematic murder of 6 million Jews to appease a political base have lost sight of their morals, the American Jewish Committee tweeted. The comparisons between public health measures and the Holocaust must stop. At Rep. Thomas Massey must apologize immediately. Anti-Defamation League Cleveland similarly tweeted, "We should not have to keep repeating this. Health safety measures are in no way comparable to the atrocities of the Holocaust. Making this comparison dishonors the memories of those murdered by the Nazis." At Rep. Thomas Massey should apologize immediately. Deleting this isn't enough. Joel M. Petlin, superintendent of the Kiryas Joel School District in New York, thanked Massey for deleting the tweet. "For the 4,000 people who liked the tweet, the 1,000 more who retweeted it, and for all those offended, he should clear the record with an explanation and an apology." An intern for Massey, Andrew Zirkel, announced on Twitter that he was going to resign from his position over Massey's tweet. "These sorts of statements and comparisons are highly inappropriate and are not something I want to associate with personally or professionally," he wrote. "Belittling the Holocaust in this way is an affront to the Jewish community as well as any survivors or family of those who perished." Massey's office did not respond to the journal's request for comment.